Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If I put you on a lie detector test right now, and I asked you, are the Bucks winning this series? And you said yes. Would that be a truthful response or would that be a lie?
I think the Bucks are winning this series. And you kind of were like, oh, morning drive, you got to do it. Dude, no, I'm telling you, if our teams need to be trashed, I'm the first one to trash them. I just feel something different about this Bucks team. They've come too far to just come this far. I just do not think it is over yet. I do not. If I did, I promise you, I would tell you. Whether you want to believe that or not, that's up to you. But I do not. It is far from over, man.
I'm glad you called me out on that because that was a jackass response by me that I gave you a few moments ago.
Yeah, very poor, very bad etiquette.
All right, well, kiss will make up. We'll be fine. Bart Winkler, thanks so much.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
That's our good buddy, Zach Gelb, who had me on a Friday night a couple of weeks ago. Bucks were down 2-0 at that point. And that was when I put my first chair down on Wisconsin Avenue. Got removed. I put 4 more down. Got removed. I put 10 down. Got removed. So yesterday after work, I just threw some chairs in front of City Hall. Cut out the middle, man. Since Barrett and his goons keep taking my chairs. Oh, but there will be a parade. Wherever those chairs are, they could be utilized. The Milwaukee Bucks have won. Not could win. Not are winning. Not have a chance to win. The Milwaukee Bucks have won the NBA championship. And I'm just so happy for so many reasons. Right now I'm thinking about Giannis. I'm thinking about his journey, of course. Everything that he's gone through. And I'm also thinking about this is going to change a lot for him. You know, the free throws, that was stupid. that whole thing was stupid. The Suns fans counting their hundreds, the camera shots, it was all stupid. The coaches complaining about it in various series, it was all stupid. Yesterday, he goes 17 for 19 from the line. And the shots were like pure. It was like, whoa, what happened in the last 2 days where you became this incredible free throw shooter? You know, that was one of the things. He's shot well against the Suns from the line. Game one of the regular season, I think it was 17 of 21. So they've seen a version of Giannis that could do that. Giannis, I mean, he was locked in last night, 50 points. And also, it's a championship for him. So, you know, in this league where it's all about rings, you got to get your rings. Giannis got his ring last night. And now, does he need two? He doesn't need any. He got his ring. The worst thing would be to have this guy, to have him commit to you, and then never have any, like, banners or titles or trophies to show for it. That's not a problem now. As I said when we started this morning at 5, I was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I mean, I can't. Why do we have to stop at just one?
Yeah. Well, is not one. Soon? Not two.
Is that too soon?
No.
Like,
man.
This was fun. I would like another one. No, please.
Hey, some of the people down on the streets afterwards, that's what they were saying. They're saying, we're not waiting another 50 years.
I want another one.
We're coming back next year. That's what they were saying. No, I felt like I've been pretty composed about this whole thing until about like 20 minutes ago when I started seeing some of the stuff with Kobe challenging Giannis to win an MVP, and then he won an MVP, and then afterwards Kobe said, my man, MVP, greatness, next up, championship. And now he's done it. Giannis has done those things. And for all those guys in the NBA that don't seem to give Giannis his due, Kobe always did. And now someone that saw something great in Giannis and challenged him to be an MVP, and Giannis did it. He challenged him to win a championship, and Giannis did it. And not only did he win a championship, but he won a championship in Milwaukee. And that's just so incredible to think about. And the stories about the Milwaukee Bucks and the story about Giannis just gets greater every single time you think about it.
The parade has officially been listed for tomorrow. So that's, I mean, quick turnaround. Rest up today. We got a parade tomorrow. Unofficially, I would guess that it starts at Veterans Park and ends at Fiserv Forum. Unofficially, I would guess it goes down Wisconsin Avenue and Water Street. Unofficially is what I would guess. Just so you have a heads up there. 799-1250. Billy Brown Deer, you've been a good hype man for many years here.
Hey, family, you know, I'm a little tired like y'all, man. Up all night enjoying being, what are we now?
We are the
champions, baby.
Billy, we're the NBA champions.
We're champions, dog.
Yeah.
The old song plays all day. We are the champions. I put up the Google. I said, how many teams are in the NBA? Every one of them we're better than right now. Oh, my goodness. It feels amazing to be the best, bro. You know how long we waited to be the best? Not Jordan. I was sitting there with Toronto when we lost to them. That feeling from that last game is gone. It's all the losses, all the terrible feelings we had. It all gone now. We are the champion. Walk around, somebody says, what's your name? My name's Champion. What's that? Champion. What you wearing? I'm wearing Champion. Where you going to eat? At Champs. I'm champion all day. I'm champion and I'm jumping. I'm not playing games, man. Waited too long for this, and you're right. We addicted now. Like Giannis said, I'm addicted. I got to get back here. It's like lifting weights. Once you get past that one weight you thought you couldn't lift, and now you can just throw it up about five times, you can't go back to one plate. It's 225.
Yeah, I need a different analogy than that one. I wouldn't know.
Hey, bro, I said I was going to call in. Last time I was feeling a little sentimental. Oh, I'm so hyped right now. So hyped right now, bro. And I want to keep that feeling. Keep that feeling, bro. Keep that feeling. Y'all have a great day. I'm listening, enjoying everything. And I got a few shirts I got to go make, I guess, because everybody wants to wear the new Bucks shirt. Let's get busy, y'all. Come on, man.
Yeah, now's the time. If you're in graphic design in any way, sell some shirts. Some of the shirts that I saw being sold last night downtown were of very poor quality. But it said the word Bucks on them, so the guy's got $25 a pop. Good for them. 799-1250. Ben is in the Falls. Ben.
Hey, guys. Well, first, let me preface this by saying my voice is kind of hoarse because I was actually at the game, not just Deer District. I was 10th row at the game last night.
10th row?
10th row, yes, sir. And it was energetic.
What organ did you have to sell to get those seats?
You know, one that I probably don't need, but it was worth it. It was worth it. And let me tell you why. Because I'm 40 years old, and I've been a fan when the Bucks were terrible. I mean, Charles Barkley terrible. Like, when Lee Mayberry, Todd freaking Day was on the team, Vin Baker, Marty Conlin, those days. I was a Bucks fan then. and to just go through all of the motions and, you know, to be able to be there last night and see Giannis do his thing and just see the tears on his face. Like, I got emotional with my brother and my sister-in-law, my sister. It was such a magical night that I can tell my kids when they grow up that I was there at that game. And this is a I see a dynasty forthcoming. I mean, this is not the end. I agree. I have this gut feeling that this isn't it. This isn't like the Packers that just do one, you know, one Super Bowl and, you know, who knows. Or I could see the Bucks making multiple runs, you know, going many rounds in the next 5 years. So we'll see. But yeah, it was just magic, pure magic, guys.
This has been great. Thanks for the call. 799-1250. Awesome that you were in there. We were at Uncle Buck's downtown. I was hanging with Rami, and I was at the bar at one point when I'm waiting in line. And somebody comes and just like charges through and they're pleading, I need to close out. I need to close out. The guy had bought tickets 20 minutes before tip, upper level, for $2,100 apiece. And the guy was like instantly regretting. You could see him try to figure out in his head how he's going to pay for that. But he went in. He had a great time. He got to see the Bucks win an NBA championship in Milwaukee, where Nick joins us. Nick, what's up?
Hi, Bart. Born and raised in Milwaukee. Absolutely love this team, love this city, and love your guys' show. You guys do an awesome job, and I think that John Hammond should get a ring.
Yeah, a lot of people, see, that's the thing, like, a lot of people, Ryan McDonough was the Suns GM when they drafted Booker and drafted Ayton, and now he's with the Odyssey Network, and he says, oh, there's no hard feelings, you know, because they moved on from him for James Jones. But he kind of crafted that, and it's the same thing here. There's a lot of people that have been involved with crafting this, and they're not all together. Now, would Hammond accept the ring? I would, you know. But yeah, you can't – there's so many people to think of when – you win a championship like this.
And I give a big credit to Peter Sagan. I mean, he doesn't get the credit that he deserves to bring this all together, the Deer District, everything. I was standing in the old Bradley Center, the lot, and it was something special to witness that and to be in that spot where it was so many losing seasons and we finally just took it to the top. And I just want to say again that I love your guys' show and you guys do an awesome job. Thank you.
Well, appreciate that. Glad you're enjoying this. Why am I all of a sudden in? Like, I've already celebrated. Now I want another one. I gotta come back to. I gotta cool down here for a second. We gotta celebrate this one first. I'm just. Pat is in Oshkosh. Pat, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Bart. Great show. There's some guy named Jay, I think, called earlier. That guy had a lot of good points. I live in Brookfield. I'm driving up to Oshkosh because that's where I work. And we did go to the game last night. We had a great time. We kind of had a hard time finding a bar afterwards. But I went with my son. Another buddy of mine kind of heard what we were doing, so he went with his son. And I've been through a lot. I've been a Bucks fan. I'm old, man. I've been there since the early 70s. And, you know, been through a lot of sort of, you know, almost seasons, right? That when we lost to Toronto, that hurt, right? That felt like we were peaking, we're moving.
Yeah.
And then the bubble last year, right, was kind of a real downer. And it made it very easy to kind of check out a little bit. But, man, these guys, they fought through so much. It makes it kind of hard to watch sometimes, right? I really did not. Nobody wanted a game seven. It kind of nerve-wracking, right? The game last night started out so well, and then we kind of pulled a Phoenix and let them back in it in the second quarter the way we did in game five.
So, yeah, it was almost like a mirror image. You're right.
Yeah, totally. And, I mean, the way Giannis has stayed on top of things and, you know, getting 50 points in a championship-winning game, I don't know how you do better. That's like a Wilt Chamberlain type of moment or something, because it doesn't really happen, right? So, very exciting.
Good stuff. Glad you got to enjoy it as well. I mean, this is just great. You know, everybody's got their reasons for why this is so great. You've been a Bucks fan since. You've seen this. That Toronto series, man, I remember that. We all do. It was just a couple of years ago. Feels like a lot longer than that. They were up 2-0. I was convinced we were going to the NBA Finals. I don't know if you guys know this. My brother works for Golden State. And so the Bucks were going to play Golden State. I had plans all set the whole week. I had it all covered to go out there. They lost four in a row. And now the Bucks just did that to Phoenix. Look, Phoenix had a really good game one. Bucks had a really bad shooting game in game two. But they've always been the kind of team, this season at least, that's used those experiences. Like Brooke and Chris and Giannis, they know. Your core of the team knows what it's like to get this far and come short. And then to add the pieces they've added from Drew Holiday, big one, Bobby Portis, you know, PJ Tucker, these guys that are giving you an intensity that you lacked. That's what makes this so special. Giannis at the podium last night, goofing around, being funny, being sentimental, just being Giannis.
Oh, okay. Coach Saint, my brother, Jim Paskey, wasn't able to be here, but we represent them. CA, I love you. I love you. And Pat, Coach Saint, I love you too. Questions?
Sean, over on the right.
Giannis, when you first started playing basketball, did you ever think a moment like this would happen?
Man. No. I started playing basketball just to, help my family, try to get them out of the struggle, the challenges we were facing when we were kids. But man, I never thought, I'm going to be 26 years old, with my team playing the NBA Finals, just playing. And like, I was just happy just being a part, not even winning, just being a part of this journey, but I never thought ever when I'd be 26, I'd be sitting in this chair with this right here and this right here. Man, we've come a long way.
Candace over here.
Hey, Giannis, how are you? When thinking about the diaspora of Africa and you think about the country that your parents came from, and what do you think about? Do you know what you represent to the continent, and what do you think this title, those two trophies, mean to the continent?
I know, obviously, I represent, my country, my both countries, Nigeria and Greece. A lot of kids from there, but not just from Nigeria, from the whole Africa, whole Europe. I know that I'm a role model, but like, this should be. Should make every person, every kid, anybody around the world to like believe in their dreams, and no matter like whatever you feel, when you feel down, when things don't look like it's going to happen for you, or you might not make it in your career, might be basketball, might be anything, just believe in what you're doing, keep working, don't let nobody tell you what you can be or what you cannot do. People told me I can't make free throws. I made my free throws tonight. And I'm a freaking champion. I made them and I'm supposed to make it. But I'm joking. Actually, I'm not. But just believe, man. Just I hope I give people around the world, from Africa, from Europe, give them hope, that it can be done. It can be done. 8 years ago, 8.5 years ago, before I came to the league, I didn't know where my next move will come from. My mom was selling stuff in the street. And now I'm here sitting in the top of the top, and I'm extremely blessed. And that's why I'm extremely blessed. If I never have a chance to sit on this table ever again, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. But like, I hope this can give everybody around the world hope. And allow them to believe in their dreams.
Vince, in the middle.
Hey, Giannis, your journey as a pro.
Don't get jealous. Special time with that.
You want to have another intimate moment with your journey as a pro? You played point guard. You came off the bench. You know, you've developed to this point. What does all this mean, basically, from the moment that you got to the NBA?
It's been a long journey, man. I've done it all, man. I did anything I could just to, you know, be on the court, just to be in this position. You know, I've not play. I've come off the bench. When I was 18, I started in the team. I went to the front office and tell them to send me to the G League. I want to played point guard. I've only defended slash from the corners and everything, you know. And my fourth year, I was able to lead as a ball hand. Like, I've done it all. And tonight it was just that's what I had to do tonight. You know, I had to do a little bit of everything. I had to defend, I had to rebound, I had to block, I had to do a little bit of everything. But people that helped me throughout this journey, man. John Hammond, that drafted me and believed in me and believed in my family, brought my family over here, made me feel comfortable, made me feel like I was his son. You know, when I was homesick and I was alone in the hotel. Larry Drew, credit to Larry Drew, Jason Kidd that came to the team and pushed me, told me not, do not shoot, but okay. You know, I develop other parts in my game, you know, getting to the rim, shooting the mid-range shot, you know, just be dumb to get to the free throw line. And Coach Bud, you know, Coach Bud believed in me, told me that in order for me to win, in order for me to be great, I have to trust my team. You know, I have to trust my team. I have to make the right pass. You know, I cannot be stubborn, you know, and I got to trust the process. You know, and it was a three-year process, but we got it done. I want to thank all of these guys. And as I said, I've done it all on the court. Done all off the court, and I'm keep going. I can't stop. That's like my personality. I'm not stopping.
Just as a quick follow-up.
Yes.
When you resigned your contract, your extension, I'm sure it was with this in mind. Well, could you imagine it happening for you the way that it's happened?
No. Man, I couldn't leave. You know, there was a job that had to be finished. You know, I felt like the bubble did not pay us justice. You know, give credit to Miami Heat. They played great, but it did not pay us justice. Like, everybody was feeling homesick. We're a family-oriented team. We wanted to see our families. But, you know, coming back, I was like, this is my city. You know, they trust me. They believe in me. They believed in us, even when we were last, the city still was like on our side. And, you know, obviously I wanted to get the job done, you know, but that's my stubborn side. Like, it's easy to go somewhere and go and win a championship with somebody else. It's easy. I could go, I don't want to put anybody in the spot, but I could go to a super team and, you know, just do my part and win a championship, still won. But this is the hard way to do it, and this is the way. And we did it.
That's a little bit of Giannis. We'll hear more from him coming up throughout the show here today. Coach Bud, Middleton, Drew, we'll get to those guys as well. But it's great. I mean, everybody that he is shouting out, you know, he brought up John Hammond. Bucks fans, you guys have called in today and said, hey, we should think of John Hammond. Giannis is thinking of John Hammond. Giannis is thinking of Jason Kidd. Everybody that's played a role in his life to this point, Giannis is reflecting about. And that, you know, that's just another reason why this guy is so great. 414-799-1250. Dave is in Cudahy. Dave, we almost hooked up last night. What happened?
Well, I stood outside of Uncle Buck's for about 5 hours, so that's what happened.
Did you ever get in?
I did not. Someone bought out like the entire bottom part of the bar.
So where did you watch the game?
From outside the bar, right by the windows, waiting to get in.
So you watched the game through the window?
Oh, yeah. It was a magical moment. I was all for it, man. What does it matter? The Bucks won! How does it feel? How does it feel to know that you led the Milwaukee Bucks? You coached them to an NBA Finals title.
I did. I feel good. It's great to celebrate. We're gonna be a little random in our celebrations. We're gonna have some wine. We're gonna have some champagne. We're just gonna celebrate. You know, to be with Chris and Drew and Giannis. It's just a part of what they're doing. Just to be a part of that is great.
Honestly, I could not have had a bad night at all. I tried to walk back to my car, found out my car was towed, so I walked three hours back to Cudahy. Complete smile on my face the whole time.
You walked to Cudahy?
Yes, I did. I wasn't taking a bus. I was having a damn good night.
Why didn't you get an Uber?
Are you kidding me? I wasn't paying that.
Well, how much were they?
I don't know. I'm still
you walked to Cudahy.
Yeah, I got back about, 4 hours ago.
Wow.
Again, it was a good night. I can't be as sad. And shout out to all the, I know I'm just more recently been a regular caller, but people like John and Franklin, Mike the Painter, Ram, Tony in Texas, all those guys did a fantastic job sticking through with the Bucks all these years.
Ram?
Yeah, even Ram. I'm going to give Ram some love.
Ram disappeared after the Hawks series.
Well, you know, at least he wasn't trying to, you know, justify anything. But you know what? It is what it is. You still got to give the appreciation to all those people. Giannis just did it, right? So why can't we do the same? And shout out to the people that helped define this Bucks championship and everything it means to Milwaukee, and not to mention the NBA, because it is truly like something that will change how the NBA is looked because of what Giannis said. You can go and assemble a super team, but that's easy. And the way that the Bucks pulled it off this year, man, it's that much more satisfying.
Dave, I'm just I'm stunned. I mean, I'm stunned that the Bucks won, but I'm stunned you walked from downtown to Cudahy. I can't get over this.
Look, I'm a professional wrestler, okay? I have good cardio.
Well, yeah, but you're in the ring for 8-9 minutes. Match is over.
Hey, if you act like I don't run or lift or anything.
Well, I don't know what you guys do.
Lots.
You just get in there and dance around for a little bit.
Ouch.
A little bit of a rest hold and you lay on the ground.
I can't help it that I'm flamboyant, okay?
Dave, it's been great to talk to you, man. Don't stop calling.
All right, I won't. You've opened that Pandora's box.
Like, call. I want the same passion from you every game, no matter what it is. Because we're all having this Bucks run. I don't want all you guys to like, oh, I'm not going to call anymore. I'll call in for a random Brewers Day game and be as passionate as you are right now.
Here's the thing. By no means am I, like, the ultimate NBA guy. In fact, the NBA is probably third on my list behind baseball and football. But I can get down with anything Milwaukee all the time, and you will most definitely hear me call in as much as humanly possible.
I like that. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. Shout out to my boys, Matt Boone and Baxter Belafonte. Bucks in six!
Dave, walking back. I mean, no matter what it is, if it's a Brewers game, if it's a Packers game, if somebody wants to call and wonder what happened to the U.S. women's soccer team today, they lost 3-0 to Sweden. We were watching that. The Olympics have started. Now we're into the Olympics. And Packers training camp is in 2 weeks. So no rest for the weary. This was a weird thing. I thought, all right, Toby, I need your advice on this one or to talk through this. By the way, my New Zealanders are down 2-0 to Australia. I say they're my team because Barty's got a crush on the goalie for New Zealand. Monty Williams, Suns coach, came into the Bucks locker room after and talked to the team. All right, I can't hear anything, but there he is in the locker room. Giannis has got his champagne goggles on. Monty's got his arm around Giannis. That's good sportsmanship, I guess, but it almost... See, I get weird with things like this. Like, that seems like a little...
Is it a classy thing to do? Yes. I don't know. I think it's classy. I don't think Monty means anything by it, but...
I think Monty's looking out for Monty.
No. He's just trying to be a classy coach and congratulate the other team, but at the same point...
Send him a note slipping under the door.
At the same point, if I'm the Milwaukee Bucks, I'm trying to have a champagne shower in there, and what are you doing in my locker room?
Yeah.
The Bucks aren't going to do that kind of thing. Giannis, Chris, all those guys are classy, but
I don't like it. I mean, I don't like it.
I don't hate it. At first thought, I was kind of like, it's weird. I don't hate it. I don't love it. I know there's mixed reviews on it. I know you don't like it. I think Sparky and Tim thought it was a good, classy thing to do. So, of course, they did. I think it was a nice thing for Monty to do, but at the same point, I'm trying to have a champagne shower. I'm trying to party it up. I don't want the other team's head coach coming in and saying, good job. I know I did a good job. I just beat your team.
If Bud went in to the Suns locker room, had the Suns won, I would be furious.
We just needed to be better.
Hey, guys, you did well. You played hard. That was a good challenge. We'll learn from it. We'll grow from it. You guys have a lot to be proud of. I would, if he had his arm around Chris Paul.
Could you imagine?
Oh, I'd be pissed. I don't like it. Not digging it.
Maybe I wouldn't have minded it if it was like a knock on the door, you know, stick your head
in. Poke your head in,
congrats.
Yeah.
But when you're in there and your arm is around Giannis.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you, I don't like it.
I don't mind it, but the arm around Giannis is a bit much. That's not your boy.
No.
He just beat you. He dropped 50 on your team and eliminated you.
Don't like it. 414-799-1250. You know what I do like is the deals at Window Select. 262-703-3500. Window Select in Menominee Falls. Window Select has window sidings, siding and doors that they can get done for you. Window siding and doors. They back it all with a double lifetime warranty. You get their services. It's good for two lifetimes. No questions asked. They'll come and repair it for you. Now, you can get a consultation right away, 262-703-3500. That is of no cost to you. They will do that for free. And then they make this as affordable as possible. The windows are buy one, get one, no matter how many windows you get. Buy one, get one on the windows. No limit. You need 4,000 windows. You would get 2,000 for free. I mean, that'd be one hell of a project, but that deal would be good for 2,000 windows. No payments for a full year. Once you get everything installed, you don't have to pay. And this week, to celebrate, free installation. Free installation this week when you do get it set up. Window Select, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500. We are just getting started, which is crazy to say since we've been on the air here since the game ended. We've been taking your calls, going inside that locker room, much, much more. Not just here, Sparky, Rami, all throughout the day, we got you covered. 1250 AM, The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I just wanted to come and congratulate you guys as a man, as a coach. You guys deserve it. And I'm thankful for the experience. You guys made me a better coach. You made us a better team. Congratulations.
That was my counterpart, Monty Williams. Welcome back to the program. I am Coach Michael Budenholzer, filling in for Bart Winkler, is it? Yeah, I saw him on the news with those chairs. Just excited to be here, excited to do some radio for you. Last segment, a little rough. We got to be better. We got to be more focused, a little more random with our calls, with our sound bites, with our audio clips. We just got to make sure that we're aggressive. Radio, FM, cuts. Marconi, just got to make sure that we keep pushing ourselves, be better and better. Let's get out to the, how do I do this? The phones, this guy's, this gentleman's name, Tony's in Texas. Tony, hello.
Oh, Coach, what did you do last night after the win, Coach?
Went down to Geno's, just me and Darvin and a couple of the coaches. It was a bummer that we couldn't all be there with COVID. We had some wine, we had some breadsticks, we just had a good night, and we celebrated championship.
Oh man, Bart, I can't believe they did it. I got a presentation in a couple hours trying to clean it up. I got the Bart bags underneath my eyes.
Oh, yeah, me and Bud. Oh, I'm Bart again, no.
So I'm the biggest Bucks fan in Texas, I'll take that claim.
You're not. That is wrong.
Who is?
Frank Madden.
Frank. Okay, I'll give it up to Frankie. I'll give it up to Frank. I go a little bit further back. I'm going to talk like Graham. I go a little bit further back, but I'll give it up to Frank. Frank's huge.
Yeah, you got to give it up to Frank.
Yeah, I'll give it up to Frank, and shout out to Rocky Rococo's. But the Bucks, Bart, I moved to Dallas a long time ago. I don't get to go to many Bucks games. I try to make one or two games a year. And when they roll into town, I go to the game, good or bad. In 2013, I remember this like yesterday, I had a suite for the Mavs-Bucks game, and the Packers were playing the Cowboys the next day. And that's the Matty Flynn game when Matt Flynn started. But we had a bunch of people in the suite, Bucks fans, and we just wanted to watch the Bucks. And they had two guys new to the team, Giannis and Chris, and they both played okay that day. But I remember seeing Giannis flash and just show those signs, and my buddies and I were like, this guy's the hope. This is the truth. Chris, you know, didn't really realize how good he was going to be, but you could see that he was going to be a good player. And I looked at the stat line today, and take a guess who led us in scoring that day in 2013, December, against the Mavericks.
2013. I don't know, Jennings?
John Henson. Frickin' Henson was
John Henson
in 2013.
John Henson.
That's how far things have come.
Whitefish Bay's most wanted.
So the Bucks to come from where they were, I never thought I'd see the day. I stayed up all night listening to you guys, soaking it all in, calling my family and friends, and wishing I would be there, getting a flight tonight to get into town just to be part of the parade.
Oh, you're gonna?
So, oh yeah, man. I'm going. So I just can't believe it's gonna happen, and I'm so excited. And the Bucks. I gotta give it to Giannis. Giannis didn't take the easy route. He didn't go out like your KDs of the world, your new age stars that want to hop around. He earned this thing. This ring means a lot more than any of KD's rings. So shout out to Giannis. Chris Middleton, the guy took so much flack throughout the last, I'd say, since he started signing big deals. He is a true star. And then shout out to Milwaukee. Bringing it last night, it was so awesome. People from Texas were just asking me about Milwaukee. Is Milwaukee that cool? Is Milwaukee that awesome? I'm like, hell yeah, it is. Hell yeah, Milwaukee's awesome. So that's all I got, Bart. We've been through it thick and thin, and you helped us bring it home, man.
Kevin Durant tweeted last night.
I read that, and I tweeted him back saying, you know what, KD, you're a class act. And, you know, hopefully it's Bucks-Nets 2.0 next year.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And all of this is going to be more fun now that we won one, you know? It's going to be less anxious. These will just keep getting more fun.
I know, and they said defending champs on TV this morning. I was like, wow, yeah, we're the defending champs now.
Yes, we are.
It's so awesome, man. So this is awesome, Bart. I stayed up all night with you guys. I'm dead tired. I got to get together for a presentation a couple hours. My boss is in town, so I'll let you go, man. I got to clean up.
Okay, good luck.
All right, good luck with you. Get some rest. Talk to you later, buddy.
See you, buddy. Kevin Durant tweeting, nothing but respect for the Milwaukee Bucks franchise, the city of Milwaukee, and those loud-ass fans. Incredible playoff run, fellas. Stephen A. Smith now trying to get on our good side now that we are something, that we are somebody. Saying the Deer District's like Woodstock. Dude, those aerial shots. I mean, I was in the Deer District, but I was at the beer garden part. And even where I was, there was room to move. The cops had blocked some part off. To see that those crowds, I mean, it extended one way, it extended the other. All those people. I don't know if you guys heard this in the arena, Toby. There was a flyover, which is always a great use of government money. But there was a flyover. That was cool. It was cool.
Yeah, we saw it on the screen. Obviously, can't hear anything.
Yeah, they did a flyover for an arena with a roof.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously just for the people in the Deer District.
Yeah,
I actually had a buddy that was along with that crew that ended up getting to sit down by the tunnel for it.
You had a buddy that was a part of the flyover?
Well, he works with the Air Force, and so they got tickets, and he was sitting down in the front row behind the Suns bench.
Wow. Look at you rubbing elbows, Toby. Who was the most famous person that you saw last night? That you got close to?
I got close to.
Because when I went to the All-Star game a couple years ago, I had to say, excuse me, to Queen Latifah.
Most famous person
I said, excuse me, Queen. I have to go interview Chris Middleton. And she said, it's all right, honey. That didn't happen. I did see her.
I don't think I got close to anybody. Yeah. Really, last night. I think I got closer to more famous people in Game 3. Like, I rode in an elevator with Dennis Scott and walked right by Brendan Haywood and Grant Hill. But
those are NBA. Those are cable guys, Toby. That ain't famous.
Game 6, I saw Isaiah Thomas. Sam said when he was walking in that he walked in with Aaron Jones and Gucci Mane.
Oh, nice. What about you had a car ride with someone who was on the local news this week? Me.
That's right. Yeah, a guy that's known all over the country. His brother works for some organization out west or something.
The Warriors.
That's right.
Yeah. Roby is on the west side. What's up, buddy?
Man, go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks, yes. My first Bucks game came in 1985. My uncle had took me to that game. It was the Bucks against the Boston Celtics. Didn't really know what I was looking at that time. Over a course of years, started to learn basketball. Became a fan of the Bucks, obviously. But just going to the games gave me so much hope and inspiration. Basketball was a big outlet for me in my life. And, you know, having the Bucks here in Milwaukee, having that, something to look up to, and us getting to that point and being able to see that did something for me. I had became a coach, and over the last 5 years, I would take my teams to the shuttles, you know, and have them go to the little tunnel and have the game experiences. And I did that because of my experience that I had with my uncle. So I wanted to give that back to the kids because some of the kids didn't ever get a chance to go to some of the games or whatever. So being able to do that for those kids and being able to see it yesterday, it was just a big, like, it just meant so much to me, man. It was deep, man. It was just like, it was like your dreams coming true. You know, you watch the NBA finals on TV so many times. And for me to get a chance, I got a chance to go on the floor and that confetti falling down on your face.
Oh, man.
Man, it was beautiful. Beautiful thing, man. I just want to give a shout out to the organization. I want to give a big shout out to you guys, what you did over the last almost, what is it, about 16 hours right now?
Yeah, we've been on live since whenever tip ended, yeah.
Hey, look, I appreciate what you guys do. It was a hell of a ride. Hey, we did it.
This is awesome. That's a great story. Glad that you can do that. I mean, that is... Man, I'm distracted. I'm distracted. You just turned on, Toby's working the TV channels, and you just turned on, and I saw the shot of Giannis after the game where he sat down in those chairs in the front row. Yeah. Your boy over here got a little tear forming when he saw Giannis that happy, you know? Got a little tear there in his eye. This is just great. And this, I mean, oh my God. I know there was a good tweet a while ago. I forgot who had it. It was a good tweet. Imagine in 2010 when the Packers won that the Bucks would get to the finals before the Packers got back to the Super Bowl. And now the Bucks have won the NBA championship. Guys, the Bucks are NBA champions. Good morning. The Bucks won the title, but it's a Milwaukee title. Yes, it's the state, and the more the merrier. All right, but as I said earlier, Milwaukee's on the chest. man. You know, everybody that you talk to, oh, the Packers are one and the Brewers are two and the Bucks are three and maybe even four. There's going to be a lot of, yeah, I just think a lot of, you know, it's not even kids. Like you think, oh, so many kids are going to see Giannis and fall in love with them. Sure. Sure. Yeah, that happens. But also, you know, people that, yeah, they might have tried to like the Bucks, but, you know, they haven't been good for a long time. Oh, there's no reason. And like I said, you can come to a Packer game. There's only eight of them, home games. Those are easy to get to. You go to a Brewer game. Everybody goes to a Brewer game over the summer. You make a trip out of it. If you're outside of the city, what are you going to come to Milwaukee in January for a Thursday night game against Memphis? You ain't going to do that. But at least this might get more eyeballs. This might get more bars showing the game. This might get more... I mean, the line for the pro shop yesterday, even before the Deer District opened, the line for the pro shop at like 2 p.m. was deep.
Yeah, and the line for the pro shop right now, which opens at 8 a.m., is getting long. Because
it's getting long now?
People want to get their championship gear.
Yeah, dude, I need that hat. The hat you're wearing. Toby's wearing the NBA Finals hat.
You got to get the one that says champions now.
Yeah, but I want that one.
I do like this hat a lot.
See, I thought I was, and I didn't think I was. I didn't think I was jinxing anything. But the hat I'm wearing now, it says NBA Champions 2015 on it. It's for the Warriors. That's obviously how I got it. But there's no Warriors logo. So I'm wearing an NBA Champions hat. If I just take 2015 off, maybe I'll take the 1-5 off and Sharpie in 2-1.
Yeah, just put a 2 between the 0 and the 1.
Oh, yeah, I don't even need that other 1 off. All right, yeah, I'll put the 5 upside down and make it a 2. That'll work. See, solving problems here. Brick, what's up?
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Brick.
Oh, man, tell you what, I was over in that Bradley Center lot last night. It was wild. My feet are killing me, my back hurts, but I don't even care.
Could you move at all, like if you had to go to the bathroom or anything?
About an hour before the game started, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I got back to kind of the spot where my friends were hanging out with like 5 minutes. It took me almost an hour to get to the bathroom and back. It was crazy. But it was wild. It was a great time. The flyover was freaking sweet.
Yeah.
That was really cool. There were jets flying by. I'm so happy, not only just for the Bucks, but just for the city of Milwaukee. There's been so much heartbreak and so much like loss for Wisconsin sports fans, specifically Milwaukee. I'm just happy for the people in Milwaukee, sports fans in Milwaukee and the state that, you know, have just felt cursed for years, and now it's kind of like a breath of fresh air that, you know, we can say we're champions of the world.
We are the champions of the world. I was waiting for you there.
Sorry, my voice is pretty shot, so I got a meeting this afternoon, so I got to be able to talk in. So
why are people going to work today? What are we doing?
I mean, I got a broken-ass car to worry about in the shop, so that's why.
Oh, yeah, you still got your car problems. Brick's car got stolen 2 weeks ago.
It did.
Hey, maybe that was a good luck charm.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah. Cool.
But that was awesome. That was a great performance. I just saw a stat that Giannis put up 50 points and only took 25 shots.
Yeah, he made a lot of free throws.
Made almost 20, what, 19 to 20 or 18 to 19 or something like that. It's crazy.
17 out of 19?
17 for 19. Numbers, man. They're crazy.
Numbers,
last thing
numbers.
I just watched the Monty Williams clip in the locker room. It's a little weird. It's a little cringy. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But I want to know who the old guy in the background or next to them with just the giant bottle of like pink champagne that almost dropped it like 3 times. Like that, I want to be that guy's friend. I want that guy to be my surrogate father in Milwaukee.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't like it. I think it's weird.
Yeah, it was weird. It's a little cringy to me to like just let them celebrate and then you can reach out to them after the fact. Don't go into their locker room. That was just a little weird to me.
I don't like
everyone's eating it up that it's a classy move and.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it.
I'm not a fan either. Well, I gotta run. It was good to talk to you. Bucks and six, we are the champions, all that. I can't believe it. And we will talk to you soon. We'll figure out something else to talk about in a few weeks here.
Well, David Cudahy tweeted back to me and said, ugh, I just realized this makes Rodgers an NBA champion. Rodgers. Where were you for this ride, buddy? You too scared? You don't want to get booed? Dude, we'll talk. We'll have this conversation coming up in a couple days. Packers, you do whatever the hell you want. I do not care. I do not care. I'm going to be watching Bucks preseason games before I watch Jordan Love take a snap. Do not care. 799-1250 on the Fan. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.